What's good? What's good? I'm back. Had to re-record this. Apparently, my StreamYard crashed in the middle of recording, which never, ever happens whatsoever. But this is episode 80. For y'all don't know, this is episode 80. 20 more to go, and we're at episode 100, and we're going to do a big press release and whatnot. First, I'm going to go over a few things. I'm going to go over some basketball scores. Then I'm going to give you my Paul's power picks. And let me pull up a couple sites here. Before we do that, hit that click now, subscribe button in the right-hand corner if you're on YouTube or Facebook. Hit that like. Instagram, hit that follow. Don't forget the audio version of this podcast goes to Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Slacker, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Player FM, Podchaser, Podcast Addict, and more. Also, this podcast is sponsored by Promo Palace LLC at promopalace.biz. If you need online market promotions for your music, your product, your brand, and your service, check out promopalace.biz. Also, if you're a dog lover, a cat lover, animal lover, and you like t-shirts or hoodies with dogs and cats on them, please check out New Litter Apparel at newlitter.com. You got to excuse me if I keep looking over here at the monitor and whatnot. Got to make sure that this stream doesn't crash. Also, I got to shout out Dizzle, dizzlebrand.com. Dizzle, just add ice. Dizzle on ice. Step into the future. Do your Dizzle. Dizzlebrand.com. Check them out. All right, so let me get a couple scores for the NBA. Then I'm going to get into my Paul's power picks, the triple P picks. We got Golden State beat the Clippers, which is expected. Milwaukee beat the Pacers, as expected. Boston beat Toronto, which is expected, but Boston's still only like 10-10. They ain't doing much of them. Sacramento lost to the Grizzlies, expected. And Lakers beat the Pistons, expected. Let me get into my Paul's power picks. I'm going to pull up these standings. I already know my power picks because I had to re-record from when this one crashed earlier. But number one, I got the Golden State Warriors. Number one, Golden State Warriors. Best record in the league, only two losses. They're looking like that 70-something win, 79 win team, whatever it was, without Clay right now. Number two, the Phoenix Suns. Phoenix Suns are balling out. They got the longest winning streak at 16 games right now. Number three, the Brooklyn Nets. I mean, yeah, they got Kyrie Irving, but they still got James Harden and Kevin Durant, and they got Patty Mills and the boys and whatnot. So, yeah, Brooklyn Nets, number three. Number four, the Miami Heat. 12-7. You know, you got Kyle Lowry still new to the mix. They've had a lot of injuries, people in and out. You know what I'm saying? But come playoff time, Miami Heat is going to be a team to wreck with. And number five, the Utah Jazz. I was deciding between the Jazz and the Wizards because the Wizards got the same record as the Jazz. They both balling out. But this week, it's the Jazz. It's the Jazz. As a matter of fact, hold up. Yes, the Jazz. So that's my top five power picks. Paul's power picks. Golden State number one, Phoenix number two, Nets number three, Heat number four, and the Jazz number five. All right, let's get to the NFL. I'm going to do Paul's power picks for the NFL. Already got these done up too, already know. Number one, Green Bay Packers. Why? Aaron Rodgers, bad man, and the Green Bay Packers. I mean, they literally won 13 games the last two seasons. Number two, I got Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Tampa Tom and the crew. That's my number two, Paul's power picks. Number three, I'm going with the Chiefs. The Chiefs. They're on a four-game winning streak. They're starting to get it together, and they're still technically better than all these teams in the AFC. Number four, I'm going with the Baltimore Ravens, the second best team in the AFC. And, you know, a team that's been in the playoffs the last 2 years. And number five, I'm going with the Arizona Cardinals. Arizona Cardinals. And, you know, what's crazy is the Patriots might make it into the Paul's Power Picks next week if they keep it up. But that's my power picks. Paul's power picks. Green Bay number one, Tampa number two, Chiefs number three, Ravens number four, and I got Arizona number five. And even though Arizona has a better record than the Ravens and the Chiefs, they ain't even been in the playoffs yet. So we still got to see. I really don't got no topics. Usually, normally I got topics on a piece of paper, and I, you know, just go through each topic, freestyle it. But today I'm going to do my topic as debunking the Bible. Now, the reason I'm doing this, because I posted some comment on Facebook and somebody said something about don't offend my religion. Well, to me, religion itself is offensive. Because it's make-believe, it's fairy tales, it's imaginary, made-up stories, pawned off as realistic, true facts, when it's not. It is not. The Bible is not real. It's just stories to kind of show you how to live your life properly. And who really gets to dictate what living your life properly is? Now, there's some things in the Bible I do agree with, like, you know, being an honest human being and not harming people, not being violent, hurt people, you know. But then, like, things like thou shalt not kill, yeah, well, that only works if, you know, when somebody's not about to kill you first. When somebody's not about to kill you first, then we thou shalt not kill, but, you know. So I'm going to go over three things, really, why that really debunked the Bible. First things first, the beginning of the Bible. God created Adam and Eve. First of all, the way the Bible explains it, it's like God created Adam and Eve and they were like teenagers or young adults. That's already wrong. It's already false because all life starts as a baby and it starts from the womb. So there's a false right there, a lie right there, a non-truth right there. And whatever, no matter what created Adam and Eve, whether it was God or something else, whatever you want to call it, they would have been a baby. And whatever created it or helped or however life started, something would have had to be there to nourish and protect a human life for at least 18 years, especially you're talking about the very first human life. Dump it in a bag of bricks, don't know nothing, animalistic tendencies, because you ain't got fire yet. If you eat meat, you're eating it raw. If you're eating animals, you're eating them raw. Eating vegetables raw, you're eating everything pretty much raw that you got to cook. So Adam and Eve, there's no way they were like teenagers or young adults, because life starts out as a baby. So they would have to be a baby. Someone would have been there to protect them and nourish them for a very long time, because they wouldn't have lasted a day in a world of animals, being the very first human, not knowing how to fend for yourself, not knowing, like a baby, you gotta realize kids can't even fend for themselves for many years. I know I tried to cook, I got on the stove and tried to cook when I was like 5 years old, but I didn't do too great of a job. So you're thinking around 8, 9, 10 before kids can really start cooking for themselves. You know, and that's like something simple like ramen noodles, raviolis, and stuff like that. You're talking about a teenager before you really start cooking like big meals and stuff. Like these kids you see on the kid chefs, most of them are like teenagers. They're not like, you know, they're not like 7 or 8 years old. They're like teenagers. So that's the first part of the Bible is automatically wrong. Because if God would have created them, they would have been babies. He would have had to stay there until they were old enough to fend for themselves. And being it was the first humans, they might not have never been old enough to fend for themselves for a very long time. Like I said, they're first humans, dumbing in a bag of bricks. They said our brains didn't start swelling until we discovered fire and was cooking meat. So the first part of the Bible is automatically all wrong. You know, Adam and Eve would have not automatically been adults or young teenagers when they were born or created. They would have been babies. You know, even if it was artificial insemination or whatever, they would have started out as babies. Even if they were artificially inseminated like a monkey or something, they would have started out as babies. And the monkey probably would have nourished him and protected him for as long as they could. But something, whatever gave birth to them, something had to give birth to them, and they had to stay and nourish it and protect it. It's not like a bear cub. A bear cub is out there in a year and a half. 1 year, 1.5 years old, a bear cub is out there fending for itself. Let's see a 1.5-year-old baby try to fend for itself. And it never worked. I mean, you got 15-year-olds that can't even fend for themselves. 18-year-olds, you got 25. You got grown men that are still can't fend for themselves, can't take care of themselves. So the first part of the Bible is automatically wrong because Adam and Eve wouldn't have started out as young adults or teenagers. They would have been babies. And the Bible basically says they started out as young adults. And it also says God created woman from man, but man, that's not how it works. That contradicts everything we know about how life is created, that females, men come from women. You know, women give birth to men, not men giving birth to women. So it contradicts everything. You know, then my second part. This is when we start getting to the real, real fairy tales. Now, the first part is just like the devil's in the details for what I just went over about Adam and Eve starting as a teenager. Oh, hold up. We got a call. Hello? Yeah, that's fine. Okay. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Sorry about that. We have my DoorDash calling in from Bojangles. But yeah, so the first part is really just the devil's in the details of, like, there's no way God created two people and they started out as teenagers, adults. They would start out as babies and then they would have grown. And they'd have been nourished, protected. So it's like so backwards of how we know, you know, life is created, how life, you know, reproduces. You know, and I'm going off common sense and common knowledge. You know, people can go off of, you know, a book that has no facts and no proof to it. But I'm going off common knowledge and common sense of how we know people are produced and created in this world. You know, so first part, false. There's no way they started out as teenagers, adults. They would have been little babies. If somebody had to nourish them and protect them probably most of their life and teach them how to protect them. Somebody would have to teach them how to protect themselves or they wouldn't have been able to protect themselves. So the second part I'm getting to starts to get into like these little magic of fairy tales, like the virgin birth. Like, we know that there's only two ways that people are born, and that's sexual intercourse or artificial insemination. There's no other way. But according to the Bible, somebody said a magic spell, waved the magic wand, said abracadabra, hocus pocus or something, snapped their fingers, and a woman that never had sexual intercourse was pregnant. Now, this is another thing. Just because somebody gets artificially inseminated doesn't make them a virgin. So now, if it was like a misinterpretation where people back then interpreted a virgin birth as artificial insemination, you know, then I would be like, okay, then I could probably believe this. But that's not what the Bible's saying. The Bible's not saying there's any artificial insemination. The Bible's saying there was no artificial insemination, no sexual intercourse. She was just pregnant. Hocus pocus, abracadabra. No. There's no such thing as magic. Because if there was magic then, there would be magic now. And the greatest technological advancements of mankind's history. You mean to tell me there was magic then, but there's no magic now? Stop it. And if there was magic then, the technological advancements would have been a lot greater a lot sooner if they had magic. So, the virgin birth, I mean, it's make-believe, it's fairy tales. It's why they use, I don't know, why. What's the symbolization of it? I really don't know. All I know is there's no such thing as a virgin birth. There's artificial insemination. And it's, most people get artificially inseminated have had sexual intercourse. They're getting artificial inseminated because sexual intercourse didn't work. It didn't work. So, virgin birth, debunked. False. Fairy tales, imaginary, made up. Magic didn't exist then. It doesn't exist now. Because if it did exist then, it would exist now. And that's what the virgin birth is saying. It's magic. Now let's get into another thing that's really kind of based on magic. Moses parting the Red Sea. Let me get some water real quick. Hit that click now subscribe button. In that right hand corner, hit the follow, hit the like, comment, share, all that good stuff. Moses parting the Red Sea. So you mean to tell me there was some magic wand, a magic stick, once again, magic wands, that somebody parted the Red Sea with, and now it's just out of, we don't have it no more. It's just suddenly disappeared. It's gone on the face surface. And how, that's the only magic wand? There's only one on the face of the surf. And all of a sudden it disappears. Stop it. Stop it. It's just make-believe, fairy tales, imaginary. It's not real. There was no magic wand, no spell. Because even when you watch the Exodus of Gods movie, which a lot of people find offensive because all the Egyptians in there, all the people playing Egyptians are white. And Egyptians weren't white at all. So you got European males playing Egyptians in an Egyptian movie, and there definitely won't know white Egyptians. And let me tell you about it. It could have been a white Egyptian. Who knows? But Egyptians were not white. Egyptians were more like Arabics, Persians, you know. More on that lines. So, in that movie, he didn't have no magic wand or no magic stick that parted the Red Seas. He threw his sword in the ocean out of upset and anger because they were stuck. And then they kind of like passed out and woke up and the sea level had dropped. Now, if you was to tell me something like that, that's more plausible. It's more realistic that a sea level dropped. You know what I'm saying? Kind of like when the ice ages, the sea levels drop. And when the ice age came about, the Bering Strait was pretty much a land bridge, you know? Now, you want to tell me natural occurrences like that happen? But that's not what the Bible's saying. The Bible's saying that this guy took a magic wand and parted the seas and it walked right through it. It was just it just opened wide up, you know, like an alleyway in the middle of the ocean. No, man. It's fairy tales made up, imaginary BS. And don't get me wrong. I'm not knocking religion totally. Like, if it makes you a better person, some people use it to apply to make them a better person. Or if you're just real religious and you're a great human being, like my brother-in-law, my sister, great parents, great human beings, just honest, decent human beings. But you could be an honest, decent human being without being religious. Because I'm an honest, decent human being without being religious. The only thing I do that the Bible considers sinful is I smoke. I barely ever drink, you know, but I smoke. And even then, who's to dictate whether smoking is a sin or not? Certainly not some fake, false God, imaginary, made up. And this is the thing. You can apply this story to almost every religion. They all kind of got the same storyline, just different names and from different parts of the world. But all of them are delusional. There's no real God. Like, if I had to say anybody got it right and correct, it's the Egyptians. The sun, saying the sun is God. To me, the sun is the closest thing to God. Everything revolves around the sun. All life revolves around the sun. The planet revolves around the sun. The carbon dioxide, oxygen, everything. Like how long mankind will live on this earth revolves around the sun. Because this whole idea of going green revolves around the sun, global warming. You know, the sun is God, the sun. I mean, it's the most powerful thing in the universe. you know, that we know of. And anything that you try to say is more powerful than that, you're just assuming, you're just guessing off of no proof. That we have no proof, no facts, no real evidence to go off of God and Jesus Christ and Buddha and Allah, any of these. But the Egyptians seem to got it right. The sun is God. It's the most powerful thing in the universe. It can wipe out the planet. It ain't God that's going to destroy the planet. It's the sun. You know? So, yeah, man. Please know this isn't... I'm not doing this to try to hurt nobody's feelings, offend them, or anything. I'm just speaking common knowledge, common sense. There's no way Adam and Eve, God created Adam and Eve, and they were just teenagers and adults. They would have started out as babies, and then something would have had to stay there to nourish them and protect them and teach them how to nourish and protect themselves at some point. Because if you don't teach them, then they'll never know how to do it, and they'll just need nourishing and protecting forever, because it's the first humans we're talking about here. Dumping in a bag of bricks, the first humans were. They didn't know nothing. Nobody knew nothing at first. Everything at that point was a learning process. And then we get into the virgin birth. You want to say it was for artificial insemination, and you just misinterpreted that? Hey, then I'm with that. But guess what? Bible ain't saying that. Bible ain't saying nothing about no artificial insemination. The Bible is saying there was no artificial insemination. That's what the Bible's saying, which is magic. Fairy tales, it's Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, Santa Claus, Easter Bunny, and then parting the Red Seas with a magic stick. None of that. There was no... That's the thing. All three of the things I'm talking about would infer that magic, you know, that magic came into play. Like, it would take magic for a human life to start at a teenager, start as an adult. That would be magic. It would be magic for a virgin birth and no artificial insemination and sexual intercourse. It would be magic to part a Red Sea. And there's no such thing as magic. Only in the movies, man. There was no Merlin the Magician. None of that stuff, man. Stop it. If there was magic then, there would be magic now. We're the greatest technological advancements of mankind's history. We got missiles to travel. Chinese got missiles that can travel across the world, and you can't even track them now. We got satellites. We're flying in space. We got rockets. I mean, we got airplanes that travel across the world in a matter of minutes. Like, all these drones, these man-operated drones, like I could operate a drone and it'd be 1,000 miles away. Like, we're the greatest technological advancement of mankind, and there's no magic. And if there was magic then, technologically, we would have advanced a lot sooner and a lot quicker. A person could have said abracadabra and... built a computer, hocus pocus. And that's the thing. If a magic wand can put an alley between Red Seas, then a magic wand could just make a computer. It could do anything. The magic wand was only created for the purpose of creating an alleyway in the ocean. Stop it. There was a magic wand. A magic wand could pretty much do any damn thing, man. This idea that there was a magic wand that was only created to do one thing and one thing only. That's not magic. That's science. And that's not what Moses had. Moses had a magic wand. Even like the covenant, the Ark of the Covenant or whatever. Magic. You know? And it could be misinterpretation. That could have been a virus. You know, but... misinterpretation doesn't equate to facts or truth. Either way, misinterpretation doesn't equate to facts or truth. Because if you misinterpret something, I mean, you're not factually, truthfully explaining it in the right manner. Even if people, if you, it was a misinterpretation of the virgin birth or parting the Red Seas or the Ark of Covenant, it's still not, you misinterpreted it, so it's not facts. It's not truth. You know, so either way, man, the Bible is fairy tales. I'm not saying don't follow things in the Bible. Be a good person, be a decent person, an honest person. But thou shalt not kill, if your life depends on it, thou shalt do what it takes by all means necessary to defend your life or your family's life. Yeah, so this idea that you're supposed to just let somebody kill you or your family just because the Bible says so, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my entire life, man. The laws of man and the laws of nature, neither one of those agree with that. So what agree? I mean, if the laws of man and the laws of nature don't agree that self-defense is acceptable, it's acceptable to kill somebody in self-defense, why would anybody go against that? I mean, there's two laws of the land, laws of nature and the laws of man. They both agree. They both agree. You can kill in self-defense. If somebody threatens you in your house or your territory, if a lion is threatened by another lion, he could kill him. He threatens his, he comes in his territory and threatens him. Hey, just coming in your territory is a threat. So if somebody just coming to your house, you know, trying to dictate things is a threat. Once again, I want to thank you all for tuning in. Might have to get off here in a second. I got Bojangles on the way. Some of y'all don't know, Bojangles is one of our favorite spots in the South. Make the best biscuits on the planet. I repeat, Bojangles makes the best biscuits on the planet. You can't find a better biscuit. Once again, I want to thank you all for tuning in. It's the Paul Pickett Podcast. I'm your host, Paul Pickett, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. Common Sense Podcast, a.k.a. your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and more. Of course, today I did religion, where Paul debunks the Bible. And like I said, though, don't get me wrong. My sister and my brother-in-law, great, decent human beings, great parents, very religious. And a lot of what they believe in comes from religion, you know. So if religion makes you a better person, I don't knock it, but let's be realistic. 99.9% of people that say they're religious are hypocrites. They don't even follow the word of the Bible or the so-called word of God. You know, and they make excuses. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. That's always their excuse. They always make the same excuse. Well, nobody's perfect. Well, you ain't even tried. You ain't even made a real effort. You ain't even made a real effort to follow the Bible. You ain't even really tried. I don't want to hear it. Nobody's perfect. It's like what I posted on Facebook, what Denzel said. Dreams without goals are just dreams, brothers and sisters of the world. To my brothers and sisters of the world, dreams without goals are just dreams. And you always saying nobody's perfect are just excuses. And I'm going to tell you right now, I don't accept excuses in my life. I don't accept dishonest people or hypocrites, and I don't accept excuses. Those are the three things I don't accept in my life. Dishonest people, hypocrites, and excuses. You know? Well, once again, I want to thank you for tuning in. This is the Paul Pickett Podcast, episode 80. Don't forget the audio version goes to Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Slacker, Stitcher, Player FM, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, and a bunch more. Also, this podcast is sponsored by Promo Palace LLC at promopalace.biz. You need online marketing promotions for your product, your brand, your service. Check out promopalace.biz. Also, if you're a dog lover, a cat lover, an animal rights activist, check out New Litter Apparel at newlitter.com. I got t-shirts and hoodies with different dogs and different cats for all you cat lovers and you dog lovers. And we got dog apparel as well. We got dog bandanas and dog tags as well. And we got sneakers, Doolittle Apparel sneakers. Yes, they're coming from China, fortunately. Enos Cannon will probably get on me about that. Also, I got a shout out Dizzle Brand, DizzleBrand.com. Just add ice, do your Dizzle, step into the future, DizzleBrand.com. Follow them on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Well, I said Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and more. And they got a bunch of recipes on there as well, DizzleBrand.com. And I got my new bottle over there and probably drink some Saturday or Sunday, usually on the weekends. Once again, I want to thank you for tuning in. Peace, and I'm out.